This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Force 10 from Navarone by Alistair MacLean.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. Prelude, Thursday, midnight to 06 hours. Commander Vincent Ryan, RN, Captain, Destroyers, and Commanding Officer of His Majesty's latest S-Class Destroyer, Sirdar, leaned his elbows comfortably on the combing of his bridge, brought up his night glasses and gazed out thoughtfully over the calm and silvered waters of the moonlit Aegean. He looked first of all due north, straight out over the huge and smoothly sculpted and whitely phosphorescent bow wave, thrown up by the knife-edged forefoot of his racing destroyer. 4 miles away, no more, framed in its backdrop of indigo sky and diamantine stars, lay the brooding mass of a darkly cliff-girt island, the island of Kyros. For months, the remote and beleaguered outpost of 2,000 British troops who had expected to die that night and who would now not die. Ryan swung his glasses through 180 degrees and nodded approvingly. This is what he liked to see. The four destroyers to the south were in such perfect line astern that the hull of the leading vessel, a gleaming bone in its teeth, completely obscured the hulls of the three ships behind.